You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, August 15th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The walls are closing in. Latest in Maui. The Blind Side lie and the kids win in court. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the fourth group of indictments against Donald Trump are coming. This is the one. This is the one where they're going to get him. They promise this time. You know, those walls. The walls are closing in. This one is about Georgia. Someone from Fulton County posted the indictment on their website and then quickly deleted it. The media keeps saying that Trump told Georgia officials, find me 11,780 votes. That's not what he said. He said, I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is more than we have because we won the state. His point was, among the millions of fraudulent votes or whatever he believed there were, I only need to find 11,780 and then we'll have the accurate outcome of the election. There is no crime here. The latest in Maui, yesterday we said only 3% of the destroyed area has been searched. Crews say they find between 10 and 20 people a day. One of the Hawaiian senators said there are more fatalities that will come. The fire was so hot that what we find is a tragic finding. We're prepared for many more tragic stories. And President Biden's response, he was on a Delaware beach vacation and a reporter yelled at him from a bit of a distance away as he was getting into a car. Mr. President, any comment on the rising death toll in Maui? And Joe stopped, heard the question, and responded, no, no comment. Remember the movie The Blind Side, the Sandra Bullock movie? Well, Michael Orr, the feature of the movie, now claimed that he was never officially adopted by the family that took him in. He merely signed a conservatorship. He said he was tricked into signing it. The difference is the parents and their two kids got $250,000 and 2.5% of the film's proceeds. If Michael was adopted, he would have gotten some money too, but he was in a conservatorship, so he got none. That's according to Michael Orr, and very sad, if true. A judge in Montana has ruled with youth activists who claim that the state of Montana's use of fossil fuels has hurt the environment so badly that it has violated their constitutional rights. Get ready for the left to start keeping track of climate change deaths. Every death from a natural disaster is now going to be a climate change death. And that'll be the justification they need to use emergency measures, just like they did during COVID. And this ruling is another step in that direction. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, the political war in America has reached critical mass with yet another charge coming against Trump, state election beef in Georgia, and two House committees closing in on the Biden family finances. Both situations are already impacting the presidential outlook for 2024. Trump supporters will not be dissuaded from continuing to like him. And the same is true for the Biden people, unless it can be proven that Joe actually pocketed cash from his son and brother. Bribery will trump voting allegations and document hoarding every time, pun intended. Donald Trump acted irrationally, of course, by not immediately returning classified documents and trying to reimagine the 2020 vote. Clear thinkers understand that. Joe Biden used his power as vice president to enrich his family and perhaps himself. Clear thinkers know that. So both men have dubious resumes as the campaign begins, and no one knows how the controversies will eventually play out. Trump and Biden are entitled to due process, but that constitutional mandate has been severely damaged by the media and Justice Department corruption. Thus, we the people are facing the most chaotic presidential vote since Bush-Gore. And chances are the Supreme Court will once again have to weigh in. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's get to the mail. We got Susan Caglione, Atlanta. Can David Weiss still testify before the House Oversight Committee now he's been appointed special counsel? He could, as we just reported, but he won't. He's got a shield now, which is why they did it. They being the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland. That's why he did it. He knows Weiss isn't going to do anything. If he didn't do anything in 5 years, why would he do anything now? Janet, concierge member, Bill, you say we should know about Judge Thomas getting free stuff. Personally, I don't care if Thomas is a wealthy friend and wants to provide him with luxury, but you should. You should care, Janet. There's got to be rules for Supreme Court justices on what they can and can't take and do. Has to be. You know, I mean, I want to stop the corruption. I think you do, too. I'm not saying Thomas is corrupt, but there's got to be strict rules. And there aren't now. David, concierge member, so Justice Clarence Thomas got a lot of free stuff during his tenure on the Supreme Court. So freaking what? I bet other justices have also received free stuff. Come on. Come on. Whataboutism? Really? Watching this show? We don't do whataboutism. We don't do that. Supreme Court justices should be beyond reproach. Patricia, Mr. O'Reilly, there was massive voter fraud in 2020, period. Patricia, you are absolutely within your rights to believe that. And if you have any evidence whatsoever of massive voter fraud, please send it to me. We will check it out, and if valid, we will report it. James, was it unconstitutional about the Republican demand requiring the signing of a pledge? No. Why would it be unconstitutional? They make the rules. The Republican National Committee is sponsoring the debate. One of the rules is you got to sign a pledge to support the eventual nominee. Not unconstitutional, it's a rule. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract.
and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 2 years ago today, thousands of Taliban fighters descended on the capital of Afghanistan. Within a few hours, the radicals had returned to power after two decades of war. Here is the story of the fall of Kabul. President George W. Bush ordered the invasion of Afghanistan in the aftermath of the 9/11 terror attacks. The mission was simple: kill al-Qaeda terrorists, eliminate the Taliban, who gave them safe harbor. The operation, however, turned into a quagmire. After 20 years of combat, President Biden vowed to remove all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. On August 15, 2021, 2 weeks before American soldiers were officially set to withdraw, the Taliban entered Kabul. The U.S.-backed government collapsed, the country's president vanished, thousands tried to flee. As the disaster unfolded on live television, President Biden hailed the operation as a, quote, extraordinary success.
No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today. The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
Well, 10 days after Biden's address, a suicide bomber killed 170 civilians and 13 members of the U.S. military at Kabul International Airport. And here's something else you might not know. The Pentagon launched an immediate investigation into the botched withdrawal. A special inspector general concluded the mission was doomed from the start. States his report, quote, the withdrawal was abrupt and uncoordinated. The U.S. simply handed Afghanistan to the Taliban. The operation destroyed the morale of Afghan soldiers and police, unquote. In total, America's war in Afghanistan claimed the lives of more than 100,000 Afghans and 2,500 U.S. service members. It was a worthy effort. We had to track down bin Laden's forces, and we had to hold the Taliban accountable. But after that, a debacle. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.